RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Time for our Money Talk segment, our regular feature here on a Thursday morning at RCR. Louis Boulanger, retired actuary and founder and director of Louis Boulanger, now limited, joins us. We've had quite a few chats now, Louis, so it's good to see you again. Good to have you back on, especially this week following last week. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yes, of course, yes. Very eventful times. Thanks for inviting me again, Paul. Happy to be here. Indeed, right. Who could have predicted such an outcome? I mean, sure, many of us were hopeful that he'd get in rather than having to suffer, 4 years or whatever of Kamala Harris. But to have that sort of sweep victory, you know, the House, the Senate, and the popular vote as well.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. So I think the whole world's trying to adjust or trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen under Trump. And unfortunately, that's leading to a lot of speculation, of course, as people reposition themselves in the markets. And probably the most visible of those speculations at the moment is what's happening to Bitcoin.
Yeah, okay. Well, inform us of that, Louis, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, I think it's largely attributable to, I can't remember the name of the senator who introduced the bill to make create a Bitcoin reserve, and Trump having said what he said during the campaign, people now, and the fact that they're going to control the Senate as well as the House, it seems a foregone conclusion that the bill will be passed into law. And really what that bill says is that the intention is for the U.S. to buy 200,000 Bitcoins a year over 5 years, up to 1 million Bitcoins, and stop at that point. And in the hope that that reserve of a million Bitcoins will help them pay their debt, you know?
Yeah. Good luck with that, though, hey? 37 trillion. Good luck with that at 37 trillion.
Even at 88,000 now U.S. dollars a Bitcoin, a million Bitcoin will represent only $88 billion, and the debt is $36
trillion. Oh, 36
so
trillion.
Yeah. Bitcoin has to go beyond a million a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
$1 million a Bitcoin, if you have a million Bitcoins, that's a trillion, because a trillion is a million million.
Well, that's only 1/36th. I thought it was 1/37th. 1/36th on the way. It's not very far, actually.
And that's if it works, if all this happens. But it's. I think it's really feeding animal spirits enormously. Now, as that is happening on the Bitcoin sphere, the reverse is happening in the gold sphere. But that was to be that was very predictable. I mean, gold has been on a rampage, I don't think there's been a single year where, well, you have to go back to the 70s, where gold has gone up so much in the space of, you know, less than a year. In New Zealand dollar terms, even now that it's reduced to 2,600 or thereabouts U.S. an ounce after reaching almost 2,800, even at 2,600, it's 33% up for the year so far. In New Zealand dollars. Don't forget that, you know, you always need to look at the price of things in your own money as opposed to in US dollars or whatever it is that the thing is expressed in when it comes to its price. And so, you know, that's still pretty good. Darn good, I would argue. But corrections are good. And so what is happening in the gold space is that there's a lot of latecomers that were jumping on the bandwagon, if you like, thinking gold's going up. So they're not really strong hands. They're not people who own the metal as such. They're participating by buying units and gold ETFs, funds, you know, that track the price of gold or whatever other means, futures. And in fact, in the futures market, a lot of the what they call the retail commitment of traders is people have been selling their positions. So that's all really affecting the gold price in the short term. But let's not forget another thing that our good friend, I guess we could say our good friend, whether he ends up being a friend or not, we'll find out. But Trump, what he actually said the night he gave a speech after being declared finally the winner, he said this: the golden era is coming, a golden era or something. He's used words to that effect. And gold is something Trump understands and knows, and he loves gold. We know that. So who knows what he might do on that front and potentially even make some moves towards returning the dollar closer to
what would be sound money,
you know. And in fact, I'm reading at the moment a book that was published a few weeks ago by Judy Shelton, who was Trump's nominee for the board of the Fed when he was president. She wasn't selected because she was nastily judged as a gold bug, but she's a scholar. She's a scholar, and she wrote a book where she advances a fascinating idea, and it's not her original idea. I mean, Greenspan and others, she points in the book, have proposed this. But anyway, I can talk about it later if you want, if we have time. But who knows what's in the cards? what might happen down the track? So I wouldn't be worried too much with I mean, even if the gold price comes back down to 23 or 24 or 2500, it's the downside is very limited. And Bitcoin, on the other hand, its history is very, very volatile. I mean, we've seen it.
Well, the fact that it's limited, though, it's capped, Bitcoin, is preserves some level of value, doesn't it, long term?
Well, there's no guarantee to that at all. I mean, the only thing you know for sure with Bitcoin is that the number of Bitcoins that are going to be added to the current supply is very limited. That's all. It doesn't necessarily mean that its value will go up. It really depends on whether people are prepared to give value to Bitcoin. At the moment, they are, undoubtedly. Yeah.
But yeah, it all comes down to what people do. We've got to remember that, right?
I'm sorry.
Don't have a mind of its own, does it, Bitcoin?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's you know, it's unlikely Bitcoin will ever be the new money overall. I mean, it doesn't have that kind of history behind it so far. But it may end up over time, you know, in the future. I'm not denigrating Bitcoin. I think, you know, people should participate, but be careful. It's unproven yet. I mean, we don't know how Bitcoin is going to behave after a crisis, financial crisis. There hasn't been one since its existence came on to the scene, you know. It came onto the scene in 2009, don't forget, after the financial crisis. So this is to be discovered. I mean, it might blow to past a million, or it might not. We just do not know. That's enough said about Bitcoin. But I always enjoy, you know, following that market as well.
Yeah, you can't wear a Bitcoin around your neck.
No, even though they represent Bitcoin as a gold coin.
No, I see that, but it's not actually anything, is it?
They tried to replicate everything around what gold is, you know, how it's produced by mining and so forth. But anyway, that's good luck.
Meantime, the ability to mine gold continues. That getting back to that debt, it's such an unimaginable amount of dollar bills if you stack them end on end, they'll probably get to the moon and beyond. That is really his, not to make it all about Trump, but just thinking that's his real problem ultimately, isn't it? I mean, everything else is all
absolutely
problems, you know, conflict and all that.
That is the real problem. That is the crisis ahead. And it has to be handled. Nobody talked about it during the campaign, Trump included. It needs to be addressed because, you know, the world doesn't believe that the U.S. can address it at the moment. And therefore, what can I say? It's $36 trillion, but once upon a time, you used to have this debate in Congress about the ceiling, you know, this so-called debt limit.
The debt ceiling.
Ceiling, right? Which, by the way, has been revised upward or suspended 78 times so far since they started having a ceiling in 1917. But anyway, so the last time they discussed this was in 2021. There is no ceiling at the moment. It's been suspended. And here's the interesting thing. It's been suspended until January 2nd, 2025.
Ah, okay.
Nobody's talking about that at the moment. But
is that a coincidence, Louis?
Well, it's under Biden's time that they decided to suspend it until that date. I don't know why they decided until that date, but it's not after the 20th of January. It's before, so it's still during Biden time. So okay. I don't know. I don't want to speculate on what's going to happen. Maybe they'll just suspend it a little bit longer. They're very good at that. But it was suspended at 31.4. So you can see how they spend anyway, right? That was 36.
Yeah. So much for that ceiling. Yeah.
So when they increase the ceiling, they'll probably have to increase it to 40 or something like that, so that at least it's valid for a year or two. Because under Trump, debt is going to accelerate. I mean, he wants to cut taxes and do a bunch of other things that's really going to be costly. And So debt's not going to go down. Under the latest projections of the Congressional Budget Office of the U.S., which was before the election, of course, they projected the U.S., even if they didn't have any budget deficits, any recession, to have budget deficits of $2 trillion a year on average over the next decade. So add 20 to 36, you're at 56 even before a recession and before Trump.
Isn't the GDP of the world, Louis, about 120 trillion or something, 170 trillion? So they'll be owing more than the planet owes.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane.
Worth, so that's why at some point. Yeah.
We need to go back to sound money. And there's no clear intent from any leader or central banker to do that at the moment. That's why it's important for people to look after themselves and do the responsible thing and at least have some gold. That's my opinion. That's what I've been advocating for since I started the firm 20 years ago.
So obviously people still probably know that, but at the moment you've seen a little dip, but that could come back just as easily, depending on how the picture is starting to look, I would imagine.
Dips are good. Dips are good if you buy. That's
when
you buy. You buy during the dips. I mean, I don't know what would trigger investment advisors to finally do the right thing.
War
for their clients. I mean, you know, I would argue that in some respect, they're failing in their fiduciary duty to their clients not to at least engage in a discussion. And I know many, many cases where clients have been flatly denied exposure to gold bullion because their advisors say it's too risky or it's not a good idea.
Well, how could it be risky? I mean, it's pretty obvious just on the way the price is tracked all this time, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Do you know about that, how the price tracked for – let's take relative to New Zealand dollar – okay. Since the turn of the century, it's up 7x.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Okay.
I would say that's pretty darn good. And it's up 10x in US dollar terms, Why is it up less in New Zealand dollar terms? Well, because if you start in 2000, the New Zealand dollar was worth 40 cents then, and it's now worth, you know, around 60 cents. So the New Zealand dollar has done better than the US dollar during that particular period, during that 20.
And we gave away our gold, I think you told us, at 62 or something.
61, it seems.
Well, 61, yeah. That was a smart move, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe not. How fragile is the system, Louis, in the big picture?
Well, at the end of the day, it's based on faith. It's based on faith that you know, the economy is fine, or the central banks have inflation under control. I think that's what's being priced at the moment. I don't think inflation is under control at all.
How do you get to your position that you just said on that, on inflation?
The bond market, the U.S. Treasury bond market at the long end, the 30-year bond or even the 10-year bond, the yields are rising, not falling. That means that buyers of bond are not buying the bonds at existing yields, and they need more because they expect inflation to be higher.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So they don't buy the argument that inflation is beaten. It's not me. It's the bond market. The bond market is the most powerful financial market, way beyond equities. It's way bigger than equities.
And emotion, I take it, is not a major factor in that. It's all about the numbers, is it?
It's all about the numbers. Yeah. No, that's very. Yeah. My son works in that domain, and it's there's no emotions there.
You taught me well, Dad.
I don't know about that.
Just joking.
Yes.
All right. So does it make sense? Well, this dip in gold, back to gold, this dip is there to, I mean, you know, if I had 50 grand lying around, I don't. But if I was wondering what to do with it, I probably wouldn't look at property now, actually, though I don't know what I'd get for that. But I could go for gold. And I would be buying, what, about 20, just around 20 ounces, probably. Is it a good time to make a move?
It is. It always is. Sure, you don't really want to put everything at the same time because price fluctuates. It's a good idea to average in whatever you want to put into gold. Unfortunately, generally, people don't have loose money to put into gold because they're too much in debt. And that's the system. The system is based on debt. Money is debt. What we call money today, the dollar. A dollar is a central bank note. A note is a debt. So we need more and more debt than, and so, but you talked about house prices there, and that triggered in my mind that house prices, if you measure them in how many ounces of gold you need as a money to buy one, they're coming down real fast. I mean, it used to be unable to buy anything with 400 ounces of gold. When historically you go to Roman times, average house price, median house price is 150 ounces for a decent house, not the flashiest house on the street, but a decent house. 200, you get a better house, you know. But 400, 500 ounces, like what you used to have to pay in Oakland not too long ago, is insane. It's just, you know, the gold price tells you it's too high. Not the dollar, not what people are willing to pay.
Gold price. Yeah.
As a unit of measure of value. So right now, you know, 200 ounces buys you not far from the median house price in New Zealand. Soon 150 ounces might buy you the median. That's what I'm saying, is that the house prices are falling in the right sort of the money, you know, not currency, but money, gold ounces. So gold is money. And when I tell clients to buy gold, it's really for the long term. It's not to trade it. It's not to have a view of selling it if it reaches a certain price. It's to spend it later on as money, when that money is considered valuable and worth, is given its proper value. When you can confidently use it as money, then you use it and spend it. You don't sell bullion. Well, you can, you know, it's easily done. It's a transaction just like any other. But, you know, the the basic idea is if you want to trade gold, go into the futures market or ETFs, buy shares in an ETF, GLD, and track the price that way and trade. But you're not protected from the systemic risk of system imploding. A crash is entirely possible. I'm not predicting it, you know, but
You're looking quite relaxed. Well, you'd have some horrible look on your face if you thought the world was about to end there, I'm sure.
True, very true, Paul. No, I'm very relaxed. And to coming back full circle to how we started this conversation, I'm very pleased that Trump was elected. But I think that people should, you know, be patient to see what happens in Trump. Because his first term was very disappointing in many respects. There's a lot of things he said he'd do, he didn't do. And so let's wait and see. Hopefully he has learned well how Washington works. And he seems to be surrounding himself better. And hopefully he'll make a move or two to bring the U.S. back to sound money in that direction. Because the BRICS are going in a direction that isn't necessarily sound money, but it's anti-U.S. dollar money.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not necessarily good for us, and it's good for them, and it's maybe not necessarily good for the world. So we have monetary disorder because we don't have sound money. So let's go back to something closer to sound money, and inevitably that means gold playing a part. Bitcoin? Maybe down the track, you know, but not anytime soon, I don't think.
All right, Louis, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
LBnow.co.nz is my website. I've got a lot of material there that will tell you exactly what my firm is about. And I'm on LinkedIn.
All right, great to catch up with you again, Louis Bollinger, again, and we look forward to our next chat, and that'll be in about 2 or 3 weeks. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Stay well. Bye-bye.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas. From great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers, and more, the RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.